tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Podcast. Do you ever feel overwhelmed by the ever-changing world of technology? Tech It Out can help make some sense of it all. Breaking down geek speak into street speak, technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman covers consumer technology each week for every listener. Mark tackles the latest news, reviews, and how-tos to help you understand what's hot, what's not, and why.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to a new episode of Tech It Out. This is, in fact, episode 363. Hope you're all doing great today. It was a very busy week in tech between new headsets from Meta, formerly Facebook. Samsung had some big announcements. And, of course, the new iPhone 16s came out last weekend. For my review, by the way, just Google my name, Mark Saltzman, Mark with a C, along with the words iPhone 16 review, and you'll find it online. I was really impressed by the battery life, I can tell you that, and some really great cameras this year. Wow. Also this week, I was at an event called HP Imagine in Palo Alto, California, and so I'll play a pair of interviews recorded there. One is about what an AI PC is, and what it can do for you. And the other is with the Poly division of HP. Poly accessories are designed for remote or hybrid workers, primarily using things like video bars installed in their home, wireless headsets, and more. Also on the show this hour, Fujifilm is here to share the news of a new pocket-sized camera and mini wireless printers. I know students love these as they can print out photos and put them in their locker at school or dorm room or whatever. But first, we're going to learn about eSIMs for your smartphone when you travel and why they're a good idea. And so a packed Tech It Out for you, powered by Intel Core Ultra PCs, which I'll tell you more about shortly. But let's officially kick off a brand new Tech It Out with our first interview. So long as your smartphone supports it, if you travel overseas, the easiest and most economical way to stay in touch with family and friends and colleagues is to rent an eSIM, which is going to be a lot cheaper than roaming on your existing mobile phone plan while, say, in, I don't know, Europe or Asia or wherever. It's an eSIM, and how does it work? Joining us to talk about Always Mobile and their offerings, which my wife Kelly and I just tested out in Berlin and then in Greece, we're joined by Mike Stanford, founder and president of Always Mobile. Hi, Mike. Thanks for your time today.
Thanks, Mark. Pleasure to be here.
So why don't we dive right in? I mentioned the term eSIM off the top, but that's an assumption that people know what that acronym is. So why don't we first explain what an eSIM is and why it's a good idea to have one or enable one when you're traveling?
Absolutely. So you're right. A lot of people just don't know what an eSIM is. It's a relatively new term. Essentially, everyone, I think, is familiar with the SIM cards that they have in their phone, those little tiny chips that slide into the side of your phone. Mm-hmm. That's a SIM card, and it stands for Subscriber Identity Module. And it basically tells the mobile network that you're connected to who you are and authenticates you to use that network. What an eSIM is just a digital version of that SIM card. It's a snippet of software that you can download into most Android and iPhones that are in the marketplace today can accept an eSIM and allowing you to connect to that network.
All right, so your SIM card is usually that little white, I don't know, it's like the size of your pinky fingernail. It typically goes into the side or top of a smartphone. It lets you join a wireless network, a cellular network. It identifies you and your phone number. And an eSIM is like a virtual one, so you no longer have to get that tiny little pin and push open that little tray and put it in. So most phones today will work with an eSIM. But before we talk about Always Mobile, what is the benefit of using eSIM technology? Is that you don't have to manually put it in?
For sure. So you don't have to pull out the tray and manage multiple SIM cards if you're traveling anymore. There used to be a couple of options to manage how you connected to networks when you were traveling internationally. First would be just using the roaming capabilities of your existing home mobile carrier. The drawback of that is they're expensive. If you're going to travel to, let's say if you're a U.S. citizen traveling to Canada, you're going to incur probably, depending on your carrier and the plan you're on, probably between $12 and $15 a day for roaming. And if you're gone for a week, or if you're traveling with your spouse, or you're traveling as a family unit, that can really add up on a daily basis.
And it could be even more than that if you're overseas.
Right, right. If you go to other countries around the world, it can be much more than that. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes you hear horror stories of some of the large bills that people receive upon returning from their vacation that are completely outrageous. So one of the benefits of eSIM is you can now connect to a network at a fraction of that cost. As an example, we offer 10 gigabits of data that lasts 30 days for just a flat rate of $15 US. So it's way more economically feasible than paying your roaming charge to your carrier. The other way that people used to connect was to buy a physical SIM card when they landed at the airport in their local country. Mm-hmm. So you can imagine you've just come off a 7-hour flight. You've landed in Heathrow in London. You've got to collect your bags. You've got to figure out ground transportation, and add to that the hassle of hunting down a store in the airport that sells SIMs, figuring out what the plan and the costs are and doing that. It's just another hassle that people can avoid now. And the third way was you just turn off roaming and you wait till you get to your hotel and you use free Wi-Fi around the cities that you're visiting and restaurants or your hotel. And that can be sometimes insecure and it's a hassle. So eSIMs offer a great solution. You install it before you travel. When you land at the airport, you turn it on and you're connected right away.
All right. So number one, it's way more economical than roaming with your existing phone company when you're, say, overseas. Secondly, it's more convenient because you can set it up before you land and you don't have to physically open up the tray and put in a SIM card and all that, which if you go to different countries, by the way, you're going to have to do that. The old way was that you would do that for every country you were in. So it was a real pain. So it's more convenient to have an eSIM or virtual SIM, which now leads us to Always Mobile. Please tell us about the company and what's your competitive advantage?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Mark. So Always Mobile is a relatively new company. We launched back at the end of May this year, and we offer eSIM mobile data plans to 150 different countries around the world. And for each country, there's usually a variety of plans depending on how much data you want and for how long you want it for. And so it's a super convenient way for travelers to reduce their costs and not have the hassle, as we mentioned earlier, of managing multiple SIM cards. Always Mobile was born out of an idea of being a super low-cost alternative to what's available in the marketplace today. And it's 100% digital, so we have a website where you can purchase the eSIM from, and we endeavor to keep all our costs really, really low so that we can pass on those savings to our customers.
All right. And you said it's a data plan, so you don't get a second phone number, right? Just to be clear, you need to use an app that lets you make calls. Like I use one called Text Now, which is a free app that gives you a virtual number. Or you can make calls over, say, WhatsApp or Facebook Messenger or FaceTime or something. But just to be clear, because other eSIM companies will give you a number if you wanted one. It won't be the one that your friends and family know that's yours. It'll be a new one that you'll have to use temporarily. But is that true? Is that the case?
That's correct. And it's a really important point. It is data only on our Always Mobile eSIM.
But you can use it to make phone calls or text or message, rather.
Correct. So your voice calls over your telephone number are not supported, and SMS texts are not supported. But to your point, there's a variety of options that people can use, like a third-party app, as you mentioned, in order to make voice calls, send messages, and do video calls. And I would mention that on the iOS, on the iPhone platform, our SIMs do support both FaceTime and iMessenger communications.
Yeah, thank you for that. We're chatting with Mike Sanford. He's founder and president of a company called Always Mobile. They are the folks behind eSIM technology that lets you buy, or rent rather, a data plan that you can use in over 150 countries. Mike was generous enough to set my wife Kelly and I up for an eSIM. As my listeners know, I was in Berlin for IFA, a big tech show, and then we went to Greece to celebrate my wife's 50th birthday. And your Always Mobile eSIM worked flawlessly, I should say. We set it up in Toronto before we left, and then once we landed, and I'll have you walk our listeners through the process, really simple, even if you're not tech savvy, within a minute of landing on the ground, we had connectivity in Europe, which was really great. Because like you said, yeah, you can wait till you are only on Wi-Fi if you're really thrifty. You know, you want to make sure you're not coming home to a surprise on your wireless bill. Then you could just go to your hotel Wi-Fi or a restaurant or a mall or what have you, the airport, and surf there or make calls over Wi-Fi there. But there could be security concerns with public free Wi-Fi hotspots. Not to mention, you want to navigate around the city you're in. You're going to want to use like a Google Maps or something like that. You're going to want to have cellular connectivity.
Yeah, absolutely. I remember one time I was in Italy with my family, my wife and kids, and the kids were a little bit older, so they wanted to go their own way. And of course, you want to be able to connect with them to,
of course, especially when you're in a strange country.
Right. To know where they are, to set a time for where you're going to meet up and where you're going to meet up and how to get there. And so it's very convenient, and you just can't get that if you're relying on the free Wi-Fi at the hotel or at restaurants or at malls.
So can you walk us through how it works?
Yeah, absolutely. So just go to always-mobile.com, which is our website, and you can search for the destination that you're traveling to. We have plans by country. We have plans by region. So if you're traveling to multiple countries in Europe, as an example, or Asia, you can buy a regional plan. Mm-hmm. And then we also offer a global plan. Most countries will have a variety of plans based on the amount of data that you want to purchase or the duration, whether it's a week or whether it's a month.
Always-mobile.com to get going. Thanks so much for your time, Mike. Have a great fall. Good to chat with you, and best of luck with the new company.
Thanks, Mark, and thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
Again, that's always-mobile.com, and my wife Kelly and I had a great experience testing it out in Germany and in Greece. Hey, when we return on Tech It Out, we're going to chat with HP, recorded at HP Imagine, their big event this past week in Palo Alto, where I was. So stick with us. We'll be right back.
Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want. Find the Tech It Out podcast at iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
How we pay for goods and services online and at retail is evolving, fusing convenience with security. Visa's Mark Nelson, head of consumer payment products, says Visa recently announced 7 new and exciting technologies. Mark shared a couple with me here.
But we've introduced a flexible credential whereby a single card can be what you want it to be depending on the transaction type. We've also introduced this concept of a passkey, and it's all around how do we make payments safer and easier to use online. We also announced this thing called a data token, which allows the customer to get a little bit more control in terms of where they want to share their data. So if they want to share data with a third party, it can enable a better shopping experience all through AI, and it's a way in which the consumers can have a little bit more control over who they share their data with.
More info is at Visa.com. That's simply Visa.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Representing the largest shift in Intel's CPU design in more than 40 years, Intel Core Ultra laptops bring generative AI to your device itself, instead of relying heavily on the cloud. This makes it more personalized, as it's analyzing your data. Plus, it's faster and more secure. In other words, you'll be able to get more done in less time with Intel Core Ultra. Plus, it's built as Intel's most power-efficient processor, as it extends battery life significantly. More at intel.com/coreultra.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
On a recent episode of Tech It Out, I caught up with Visa's Rob Cameron, Global Head of Acceptance Solutions, to talk about digital natives like Gen Z and how they're shaping the future of payments.
When you talk about Gen Z, didn't have to learn technology. They were literally born into it. And as a result, it makes them more open and accepting to new technology innovations we see. They're more trusting. And as this generation, which, by the way, is going to represent about 27% of the workforce next year, starts to enter the economy, these fintech companies that create solutions for them are quite rightly racing to create solutions to engage them.
And Visa Acceptance Solutions is at the forefront of trusted digital payments. Build the future of payments with modular solutions, which you can learn more about at visaacceptance.com. That's visaacceptance.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott. Looking for a staycay or a getaway close to home? Well, the best houseboat rentals are happening right now in September and October at Holiday Harbor.
And the off-season rates at Holiday Harbor are amazing deals. And the lake is a perfect 78 degrees. For more information, go to LakeShasta.com or call 530-238-2383.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, highlighting this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Oxum by Foundation Cigars. One of our new favorites, Oxum delivers with an Ecuadorian Sumatra wrapper, Connecticut broadleaf binder, Nicaraguan filler, described with notes of rain-soaked hardwood, sweet molasses spread, and toasted nutmeg, with a definite medium to full profile. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens. Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke, and we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays, here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Tech It Out, powered by Intel. Earlier this year, the semiconductor giant officially unveiled its Intel Core 14th Gen mobile processors, billed as the world's fastest mobile processors, with several laptops available by all the biggest PC makers. As evidenced by many vocal computer gamers online, this new chip is celebrated by the passionate community with clock speeds up to 5.8 gigahertz, allowing you to game, stream, record and share smoothly, as these processors handle the most demanding tasks quickly and efficiently thanks to its up to 24 cores and 32 threads for incredible performance. And new for select 14th gen processors, Intel Application Optimizer. As the name suggests, this tool intelligently determines app resources, giving you an added boost for gaming performance as it prioritizes that application for you right then and there. Speaking of games, the upcoming Star Wars Outlaws is included on qualifying Intel Core i5, i7, and i9 14th gen processors when you purchase online, while supplies last. Terms and conditions apply. More info on Intel Core 14th gen mobile processors is at intel.com. That's simply intel.com. Speaking of computers, I'm here with Sam Chang, who runs the consumer PC business at HP. We're at HP Imagine in Palo Alto at their headquarters here. First of all, it's nice to meet you. Hope you enjoyed the event this week.
Oh, yeah. And happy to be hosting you in this, you know, sunny California today, Mark.
Yeah. Yes, the weather is fantastic, of course. But it was a big day for HP to officially take the wraps off of not just new devices, which you would expect. I was here last year. But really sort of doubling down on AI PC and how it can empower your customers, whether it's for productivity sake, for content creation, for students. So I do want to talk to you about AI, but aside from that, HP, obviously a very competitive landscape. What is it about the new devices that you're excited about?
Yeah, so we announced three products in AI PC category so far. OmniBook X, which delivers class-leading, amazing battery life using a Qualcomm chipset. We also have two products in OmniBook Ultra, delivering industry-leading AI performance with 55 TOPS in the NPU.
Well, we'll unpack some of that geek speak in a second, yeah. And that's the convertible, right? So the screen bends back on a 360-degree hinge?
Oh, that would be the OmniBook Ultra Flip with the Intel processor. But all these products, it's actually not only amazing devices, but it's about new experience you can is enabled, whether it's amazing productivity or new creative tools, or even interesting usage like being able to take fake audio.
And I think someone mentioned today a partnership with McAfee for deepfake detection as well for video, especially during, you know, a heated political year, right? Your PC could tell you, hey, this is fake. So AI as a whole, I think a lot of our listeners may use tools like ChatGPT or Google Gemini or maybe Copilot, which is baked into many Windows PCs. But it's not just about writing a prompt and getting help to, you know, create an itinerary in Portugal for 3 days or what to make the kids for dinner, but it can also, under the hood, help you do more with your PC, including extend battery life.
Exactly. So we have a HP solution called AI Companion, and there are a couple of features I think worth highlighting. One is called Perform. It's able to take a lot of telemetry data in terms of what device features and application you're using and make sure all the drivers and settings are optimized, specifically how you use the computer, so you get better power performance and uptime and less blue screen. Second, we have a feature called Analyze, being able to have that prompt like conversation with your document that without uploading the document and saving it in the cloud, and have that private conversation on your PC, again, without paying for any subscription.
Right. Otherwise, you do have to pay a fee for that kind of service with some of these other big players out there. So this is combing through your own data that's on the PC and customizing or personalizing the response to you. And again, the privacy or the security benefit there is that it's not uploading or sharing this to help AI improve and using your own information that you're willingly giving to these tools like ChatGPT that others can benefit from. So this is remaining on your device. And theoretically, that would also be faster, too, because you're not relying on the cloud.
Exactly, yes. So running a lot of models or benefit of AI PCs, not only some cost savings without paying for subscription, number two, it's more secure and private. And third, you get a lot better response and latency by running the model locally.
Going back to battery life, it may not be the sexiest of features, but certainly something consumers want. I know Intel recently at their Lunar Lake event at IFA in Berlin said that their computers can deliver well over 25 hours of battery life. That's significant. The three new devices that were unveiled today, are we talking about that kind of performance?
So I think most consumers will be really pleasantly surprised that any other product you get from HP with AI, it delivers amazing battery life. For example, OmniBook X actually delivers 26 hours of local video playback, which is more than, you know, 24 hours or full day. Even OmniBook Ultra Flip with Intel Luna Lake or B200 processor also delivers amazing battery life.
That's a lot of TV binging right there.
Yes.
And then finally, what are you most excited about if you had to pick something for today? I know you really talked a lot about experiences rather than devices, but the one takeaway that you would like the 100 or so journalists here today, what's the one takeaway that you hope that they leave with?
Yeah, so I think the experience that you saw today is just the first inning, and the experience will only get better with HP working with our partners, and that's why we're so focused on working with our ISV partners, enabling SDKs and APIs.
So ISV are your software partners, right? Like you showed examples today.
Independent software vendors, so whether it was McAfee related to deepfake or CyberLink when it comes to video editing and many others.
Okay, great. Well, HP.com to learn more. Thanks so much, Sam Chang. Great to chat with you, and congrats on a successful HP Imagine.
Thanks for the opportunity.
We're going to continue chatting with HP when we return on Tech It Out. This time, it'll be with the Poly folks, P-O-L-Y. That's a division of HP that focuses on their accessories, mostly for workers, including those who work remotely or in a hybrid setup. So stick with us. We'll be right back with more Tech It Out.
Want to follow Mark? Google him. Mark with a C and Saltzman with a Z.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
It's back to school time with Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane features timeless decor for the home or office, study or dorm, with a variety of books to choose from, including old encyclopedia sets and classic novels, along with sports memorabilia. Memory Lane also offers vintage clothing, college collectibles and gear, classic lunchboxes, porcelain dolls, tin toys, and stuffed animals. You'll also find antique and upcycled furniture, including desks and dressers, and Fusion paint and supplies for the do-it-yourselfer. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles features costume to classic jewelry, including necklaces, earrings, bracelets, anklets, and rings in a variety of styles and colors to choose from. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday open noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
It's time again for the Majestic Stillwater Powwow, October 4th through 6th at the Reading Rodeo Grounds, with free admission for all ages. See the return of the beautiful dancers, the feel of the powerful drummers. Learn and experience firsthand the culture of the Native American people. Proudly brought to you by the Reading Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow, October 4th through 6th at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. For information, call 530-225-8979 or visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potter family, this station, and other proud sponsors.
Hello, food fans. Chef Caldy Mercurial here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at kcnr1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive, and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak. This is Tech It Out. Tech It Out with technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman.
Welcome back to Tech It Out. So as I mentioned earlier in the show, I'm here at HP Imagine in Palo Alto, California, at HP's headquarters. And we're now going to learn about Poly, which is one of HP's sub-brands, if you will. And I happen to be sitting here with Helen Sherbin. She's SVP and Division President of Hybrid Systems, as well as Greg Baribal. He's a VP of Product and Portfolio Management for HP Hybrid Systems. Thanks so much for your time, Helen.
I'm delighted to be here.
Thank you. And to you, Greg.
Yeah, thank you so much.
All right. I know it's been a long day. Lots of really cool products and services unveiled here. AI, I would argue, is a common thread that runs through all of the solutions we saw today. But I wanted to dive a bit deeper on Poly. I'm sure many of my listeners have heard of that brand. Maybe they own one of the Poly products. So, Helen, we'll start with you. What is it, I guess, at a high level? What's the brand all about?
Sure. Poly is all about the things that you need to be collaborating with other people, to connect with other people, and obviously also to help with your productivity. So we've got a headset portfolio, we've got room solutions, and then we've also got the phone business. All of these things are different ways that people are able to connect with each other, collaborate with each other, and also focus on the task at hand and get things done.
All right, so being part of the division called Hybrid Systems, that does imply this new work from home slash office or a mix of the two. 2 days in the office, three at home, or what have you. I know it's been in the news a lot lately. So would it be fair to say that the Poly products support hybrid?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think to your point about is it 2 days or is it 4 days, no one's really figured it out. I think we go through waves where obviously during COVID, everyone had to be at home. And then when we came out of COVID, there were some companies who wanted to get everybody back. I think in general, folks were not so happy to go back. And now everyone is trying to navigate how do you collaborate with your colleagues, be as productive as possible, but also make your life work, you know, as well as your work. And that's ultimately where the Poly products come in, because they can enable you to make those connections and be as effective as possible, but not necessarily always be together physically.
Fair. All right. So, Greg, with that in mind, it sounds like these are designed for flexibility, because it seems like no two work scenarios are alike these days. As Helen said, these are cameras, like for video conferencing. There are headsets, including earbuds as well, for audio, but it's primarily for productivity.
Certainly the video portfolio is designed for the conference room environment and for people when they are at work. But the headset portfolio actually is pretty diverse for people that may be sitting in an open office environment. And we have open office certified headsets to make it focus on only your voice and not all the voices around you in a workplace. But also earbuds, devices you might take with you and listen to music when you're not engaged in an audio-video call. So we're trying to just meet people where they are and give them a product that will adapt to the needs throughout their day-to-day. One thing that I think is really difficult about hybrid is the transitions that people go through throughout the day. So they may start the workday at home in the morning, transition to their car, transition into the office.
And to a coffee shop in between.
Maybe a coffee shop in between, or maybe just stay there for the rest of the day. And having a device that can go with you and make those transition points super easy. As I leave my desk at home, the device will automatically repair with the desk that I show up at work. Super important to have fewer of those interruptions throughout the day of wrestling with the technology.
If I'm not mistaken, some Poly solutions are meant to be in one location, like one of your advanced cameras. And what would you say, Helen, to those who are listening that think, okay, I already use Zoom and other, you know, Teams or what have you, and I'm perfectly happy with the webcam that's in my laptop, or I don't want to set up something at home. What do the Poly products offer above and beyond what an integrated webcam would be in a HP laptop, for example?
Yeah, well, I think it does come down to personal choice. And one of the things that's great about the breadth of the Poly portfolio is that people can choose. It's like with a headset. Some people really like to have both ears covered. Some people only want one covered. Some people like buds, just like you were mentioning before. I think it's similar on the video side. Some folks are happy with the quality of the camera that they have with their laptop. That will depend on what they spent on that laptop. But if they don't like the video quality or they want to take advantage of more AI capabilities, you can buy these webcams or small video bars and install them at home or have them on the go. So it's about how important the video quality is for you as well as the audio quality.
So, and along with higher resolution in most cases, they can often track you as you move around, so you're more comfortable, you're not stiff, you're not rigid looking at a camera lens like you would on your laptop, even though some can also follow you around on laptops now. Can you elaborate a bit more on the AI part of it?
Sure. Well, I maybe take it to you into the home. I don't know how many of your listeners have maybe talked with their parents on the weekends using the video capability of their laptop or phone, and often you end up looking the space between the two of them because it's not capturing them as individuals. Well, we have AI technology that will identify the speakers and then will frame them so that you're not looking at the space in between. You're actually looking at, you know, evenly sized heads, and you can see all of the nonverbal communication that's happening while you're having that conversation. So it doesn't always have to be an office experience. It can be just people you care about that you want to connect with.
We are chatting with Helen Sherbin, SVP and Division President of Hybrid Systems at HP, as well as Greg Baribal. He is VP of Product and Portfolio Management for HP Hybrid Systems. We're getting a bit of a Poly 101 here at HP Imagine in Palo Alto. Can we talk a bit, Greg, about this work index that was discussed today and how employee happiness and gratification is tied to the tech and the tools that are offered by your company?
Yeah, sure. So we learned learned this morning with the release of the Work Health Index that people generally are feeling like they don't have a healthy relationship with work. And a lot of that has to do with where they're working from and the tools that they have to enable them and their agency in choosing the tools that they have. And one of the things that we try to do with Poly is to, one, empower people to choose tools that work best for them. And we have a wide variety of audio, like headset and earbud technologies that they can choose from that meet their, you know, personal preferences and maybe their lifestyle in addition to their work style. But the other that we really focus on is what we call authentic human connections. And we feel like there was a time when we would all gather in meeting rooms together and ideate and create new things. As we moved to be fully remote and then kind of started this coming back together, there was this loss of authentic connections between people. And a lot of the AI that we're developing now, especially in cameras, is going to support zooming to people's faces, capturing the non-spoken words, the facial expressions, the body language that right now is lost in a lot of work engagements and meetings. And I think that leads to a lot of a feeling of an unhealthy work environment. I don't feel connected to my coworkers, my colleagues. And that's just such an important part of our day-to-day existence.
All right, so Greg, as we wrap up, is there a website our listeners can go to learn more about the Work Relationship Index?
Sure. So hp.com, and look in both the newsroom and search for Work Relationship Index. It's the second instance of that, so kind of an interesting comparison to the trends that we saw last year.
Thank you, and have a great rest of your HP Imagine. Thank you so much, Greg. Appreciate your time as well.
Thank you so much.
I hope you're having a great day. Thanks, Helen.
Thanks again.
Fujifilm joins us on Tech It Out when we return. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak. Tech It Out. Hosted by Mark Saltzman.
I am an American veteran. I am proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-432-3614. 800-432-3614. 800-432-3614. That's 800-432-3614.
Representing the largest shift in Intel's CPU design in more than 40 years, Intel Core Ultra laptops bring generative AI to your device itself, instead of relying heavily on the cloud. This makes it more personalized, as it's analyzing your data, plus it's faster and more secure. In other words, you'll be able to get more done in less time with Intel Core Ultra. Plus, it's billed as Intel's most power-efficient processor, as it extends battery life significantly. More at intel.com/coreultra.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
On a recent episode of Tech It Out, I caught up with Visa's Rob Cameron, Global Head of Acceptance Solutions, to talk about digital natives like Gen Z and how they're shaping the future of payment.
We talk about Gen Z didn't have to learn technology. They were literally born into it. And as a result, it makes them more open and accepting to new technology innovations we see. They're more trusting. And as this generation, which, by the way, is going to represent about 27% of the workforce next year, starts to enter the economy, these fintech companies that create solutions for them are quite rightly racing to create solutions to engage them.
And Visa Acceptance Solutions is at the forefront of trusted digital payments. Build the future of payments with modular solutions, which you can learn more about at visaacceptance.com. That's visaacceptance.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
Would taxing the rich actually solve our problems? The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. All of America's 550 billionaires have a combined net worth of $2.5 trillion. Even if we tax them at 100%, we'd have enough money to fund the government for 8 months. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome Welcome back to Tech It Out. We cover cybersecurity a lot on this program and how you can best protect yourself in the digital age, even if you're not super tech savvy. One part of the solution is securely shopping online. And so I'm thrilled about my partnership with Visa on Tech It Out, as they've made some significant investments in fraud prevention over the past 5 years, as much as $10 billion. Yes, that's billion with a B, to support Visa's brand promise to protect the financial information of individuals and businesses. Zero liability means peace of mind when you shop online using your Visa card. There can be no half measures when it comes to cybersecurity, which is why the company takes an aggressive and multi-layered approach to combating the rising threat of malicious software and other threats by well-funded and global criminal enterprises. Read more about Visa and how securing the world's payments is priority one at visa.com/security. That's visa.com/security. After years, actually decades, of making high-end cameras and lenses for photo enthusiasts and professionals, Fujifilm, a few years back, in the late 90s, I think, launched a fun line of Instax branded cameras and printers. And they proved to be a huge hit for users of all ages, including students who want to capture memories with friends and share them either online or print them out as film photographs to stick in their locker or dorm room. We're now going to hear all about a brand new Fujifilm camera, the first digital model, and a new portable and wireless printer as well, as we're joined by a longtime friend of this show. Billy Luong is here from Fujifilm, who's also one of the Fuji guys on YouTube. Nice to chat with you again, Billy. How are you?
Great. Glad to be back again.
Now, before we talk about what's new from Fujifilm, please tell us a bit about the company. Is it true that Fujifilm started back in the 30s?
Yeah, in fact, Mark, it's our 90th anniversary this year. Fujifilm started actually in 1934, and it was to the idea of production of photographic film. And so we're kind of back in that stage again with the Instax product line.
Yeah, that's awesome. Again, I love that what's old is new again. As I hinted at in my introduction, Billy, Fujifilm has a wide range of solutions for all kinds of photographers. Yes, you do have your professional and hobbyist cameras and lenses, of course, but today we're going to look at a different kind of camera, something fun and great for students, and some new printers as well. So let's start off with the camera. It's called the Instax PAL.
Yeah, this is a pocket-friendly digital camera. It's going to be the new addition to the Instax line of products. Comes in four fun colors. You got milky white, powder pink, lavender blue, and pistachio green. And basically, with the trend of how, you know, everyone's looking to these, you know, compact digicams of old, this kind of brings that same excitement, but more so in the design of the Instax style of products.
Yeah, fun is what I would say. In fact, it's like, I don't know, but the size of a golf ball?
Yeah, it's a very cute digital camera. It's definitely designed to kind of go with you everywhere, to fit in your back pocket, or even connected to your backpack, if that's the thing. And the way it works is that, you know, there's a shutter button on the back of this camera. It stores up to 50 images. Of course, you can expand that using a micro SD card. Mm-hmm. And the images can be seen once you connect them to the Instax PAL app that you download onto your phone.
All right, so just to be clear, there's no screen on the back of this camera. It's a tiny little palm-sized camera called the PAL, P-A-L. So to see the photos that you took and maybe upload them to social media, you first synchronize the camera with a smartphone that has the Instax app, and then you can print it if you want.
Yeah, there's two options to this. Just like an Instax product, you take a photo, you're not sure how it turns out, and then by connecting it to the app via Bluetooth, you can then see the image. The app also provides for things like live view, remote shooting. So, you know, although there isn't an LCD screen on the back of this little thing, you can use your phone to kind of use a live screen view of that. Mm. And it just makes it, you know, a lot more fun. There's even a great feature called Instax Animation that allows you to take, you know, up to three photos and creates a little animation out of that. And you can share that with family and friends. So that's really a fun thing with the Instax PAL app.
Somebody asked me why use something like this when everybody has a camera in their phone. And I was saying, again, because it's back to school season, that a lot of kids are not supposed to be using their phone at school. And so if you want to capture some fun in the hallways or at recess with your friends, you know, like taking a selfie, it's got a wide angle lens, so it's great for group selfies. Then you could just keep your phone in your pocket or your purse or what have you, and then look at it later. You know, is that fair?
Yeah, that's the fun of the Instax product, really, is to kind of see those images sort of afterwards, right? Like it's, you know, whether you're making a print from it and seeing it 60 seconds later, or what using the Instax pal, you kind of upload it and see those images. And one of the things that the phone doesn't do is that you can actually customize pre-shutter sounds so that, you know, you can say things like, say cheese, have record up to 5 of those audibles, and when you push the shutter button, you can have that kind of go off. So it's kind of like a fun feature and makes everyone smile when they kind of hear that.
For sure. And we'll talk in a moment about printing out those photos, the other side of the equation. And how much is that, by the way?
The suggested retail price is $99.
All right. So $99 for the Instax Pal digital camera. And then should you want to print it out, which is what I think Instax might be best known for with some of its instant film cameras as well as wireless photo printers, once you synchronize it with your phone, Billy, you can then choose to print it with an Instax, any Instax portable printer.
Yeah, absolutely. We have several options. You have the Link family of printers, which comes in the Instax Mini, the Instax Square, and the wide film options. The Instax Pal also has a little switch on it that slides it to the Link mode, and by doing so, you can actually print directly to the Link printer without connecting to your phone.
Right, it's right underneath the Pal. So you can print it and then maybe put those film photos in your dorm room or in your school locker. My daughter Maya, who's now 22, for years has loved the Instax family because she likes that tangible photo to print out. It's novel for Gen Z. More with Billy Luong from Fujifilm when we return on Tech It Out.
Follow Mark Saltzman on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air. FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 AM, right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Have you been trying to make sense of local government, but 10 minutes in you already feel your blood pressure rise? Well, put down the headache medicine and get ready for a new perspective. Introducing Shasta Unmasked, taking on local issues and politics that affect you every day. Your government, public health, schools, and quality of life, unmasked and uncomplicated. With a great panel of hosts, local guests, and your calls, we can unmask the lies and shine a real light into our county. Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Pacific, right here on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM. Shasta Unmasked, making everything local on the level.
Simpson University is having their annual golf classic. This is a fundraiser for Simpson Athletics, October 11th at the Riverview Golf Course at 4200 Bocelli Lane. The Simpson University Golf Classic includes a tri-tip lunch, Nike polo, a golf hat, Pro V1 golf balls, and much more. The event also features a silent auction with a shotgun start at 8 a.m. Contact Rob Harley at 417-459-7297 or email rharley@simpsonu.edu.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
to the little handheld printer, which is really fun. And you could just buy like a 10-pack of film with any of these printers.
That's correct. And they both use the Instax Mini Film.
And so with this new MiniLink 3, which replaces the MiniLink 2, I understand that there's this collage mode. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, it's like stepping into a photo booth, you know, at a mall or something. And the camera can be set up to basically take, you know, up to 6 photos with a countdown timer in between each shot, and so that you can get these cool-looking sort of collage photos and get it printed on an Instax, on a film piece, so that it sort of gives you that same experience as if you went into sort of a photo booth.
Love it.
The MiniLink 3 incorporates a new feature called the Instax Air Studio app, and it basically is using 3D augmented reality so that you can kind of create your own, you know, space, add sort of decors like balloons, hearts, and even add animated effects. And so that when you're in that zone, you're virtually, you know, have these little 3D balloons and confetti falling out as you kind of take your photo. And you take the MiniLink 3 and you can tilt it to zoom in to the image and then push the power button to actually take the picture, so that you have your smartphone on the table and you can kind of set up a little photo booth that way. So it's a really new feature that's found on the MiniLink 3.
And so you see those animated, those augmented reality effects on the smartphone screen when you line up the picture to take it, like you see it, is that right?
Yes, and you can record a little video and then create a QR code that gets printed on the Instax film. And when you scan that QR code, you can sort of see this live video that you just recorded, as well as obviously a still image. So it's a really cool, fun feature that's been added to this.
And the price for the MiniLink 3?
It's $99.
Okay, $99 as well as $99 for the Instax PAL camera. Easy to remember that. Awesome. And then finally, Billy, where can we learn more about the Instax PAL and the Instax MiniLink 3?
You can simply visit Instax.com to find information about this and other Fujifilm Instax products.
All right, Billy, always great to chat with you.
Thanks for having me, Mark.
Hey, I want to give a shout out to Intel, the title sponsor on this program. With great fanfare, the very first Intel Core Ultra 200V powered laptops are getting ready to ship across the U.S. And the semiconductor giant announced these computers will be starting to get Copilot Plus PC features later this year. In fact, all designs featuring Intel Core Ultra 200V series and running the latest version of Windows are eligible to receive Copilot Plus PC features as a free update starting in November. So not only do these AI PCs benefit from a huge leap in power and performance and as much as 25 hours of battery life, but a Copilot Plus PC with Intel inside lets you create original and free-to-use images within seconds of typing in a prompt. You can verify if online videos have been altered with local AI deepfake detection, as you heard from HP earlier this hour. You can protect personal data through AI scanning and securing of sensitive files. Video editors can work faster thanks to AI detecting scene changes and get a huge boost in gaming performance. More on Intel Core Ultra 200V powered laptops is at Intel.com. That's Intel.com. And speaking of computers, I like to remind listeners every week to remember to back up your important files on a regular basis, just in case something happens to your laptop or desktop. It's the worst feeling when you realize a file got corrupted, or you accidentally deleted something that you didn't mean to, or if the laptop is misplaced. This happened to me at a coffee shop a few years ago where it was stolen out of a New York cyber cafe I was at. And so it's really important to back up your files. I always trust Western Digital and SanDisk drives, external drives that don't require a subscription cost. You know, for cloud storage, you don't need the internet. They can hold way more files than most cloud services without paying through the nose, that is. And so check out the line of USB drives and solid state drives, external hard drives, now in 6 terabytes for a WD My Passport drive that doesn't require external power, and a lot more great stuff. So WesternDigital.com or SanDisk.com. And I like that their software not only will password protect the drive, but you can also create automatic backups, you know, every morning at like, I don't know, 2 or 3 or 4 a.m. whenever you're probably not using your PC. It'll back up everything to that drive for you. Set it and forget it. All right. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in to Tech It Out. I hope you enjoyed the program, and I look forward to catching up with you next weekend for another new episode of Tech It Out. Bye-bye for now, everyone. Ciao.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, realworldleaders.org, to learn secrets for success,
and how to use them to propel their careers.
How about you, Fedora? How did you change since middle school?
I think I just became more confident and didn't really care about what other people think, because the only opinion that really mattered was mine.
How'd you get more confident? How'd that happen?
So one of my cousins told me that you just have to fake it, because that's all you can do. Confidence will just come like the next day.
Did that work?
Yes, it did.
What do you think about this confidence thing, John?
I tell my daughters all the time, you never take a back seat, especially to boys. So I love to hear that confidence in your voice.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, work ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's real.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.